Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Four-hour, five-hour Red Sox games. I don't know anyone who's sitting through all these things, but there are certain sporting events that we would all sit through for that amount of time. We have before and would willingly do it again. I just wonder what those events would be. Actually, the wild card in this is Shaughnessy. I'm not sure what that game would be. So
what's that?
Maybe
what's the game they play at the end of Napoleon Dynamite?
Tetherball?
Tetherball.
Yeah.
I can watch him play tetherball for 4.5 hours.
You would watch Dan Shaughnessy play tetherball for
if I have a cooler
5 hours.
This is tough because I don't think I'd want to see a 5.5 hour football game. Like you would get worn out. It would end up getting boring because it would turn to ball control, and then it would be too many chess matches.
The longest college games take longer than the NFL, and the longest college games maybe stretch to 4 hours max. And that's a long.
It's like four overtimes.
And you have to be. I have to be invested.
Yeah,
it's got to be my school, or it's got to be
national championship bowl game.
Something in order.
NASCAR doesn't count because it's not a sport, right? Because I mean, you can sit there and watch cars drive around circles forever.
I mean,
well, people were raving over the tennis yesterday, right, or Sunday?
Okay, so there's one, and that would be one of my guesses for Dan because you know it's in the family there. But I wonder, Dan, is there anything that you would willingly or you could say right now, oh, yeah, if that were to happen a month from now, I would sit down and watch for 5 hours?
I mean, you'd like you say, vested interest with like the tennis, that was captivating. And driving back from Maine on Sunday.
What was captivating?
My daughter got it on. Well, they're great athletes. They're still playing their butt off. They're into the fifth hour. And every point matters.
And when was this, Sunday?
Yeah, and at that point, I would turn it on. But I don't know that I need to
if you
sit
started
there.
With it.
Do you need to, for Djokovic and Federer, sit there and watch them not being able to break each other's serve for the first 4 hours? That's my problem with men's tennis. It's like these guys are so strong. The serves are so good. It's like ace after ace. Right.
But they had a 35-point rally in the fifth set. I mean, that's good.
That's amazing.
That's competitive. That's worth watching. I've always preferred the women's game a little more because it's shorter, 2 out of 3. The rallies tend to be longer because you don't have what you're talking about,
the
blow-by serve where you just move on to the next point. And as they tightened up the rules this year so that it couldn't go to infinity, which it almost did anyway,
with
the tiebreaker thing, and it still happened. But, yeah, I mean, 5 hours, I think if I started like the World Series baseball game against the Dodgers that went 18 innings, that was good stuff. I had no problem sitting through that. I mean, Eovaldi kept coming out there.
That's a World Series game.
And
Hardy's right. Yeah, there's got to be something on the line.
There has to be something. Now, I mean, Masters Sunday.
Okay, I was going to say Tiger in a playoff,
sure,
and it just it keeps routine. Going and
you
going.
You can pretty much bank on me every year sitting down at my TV at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon of Masters Sunday, and I will watch it until 7 p.m., right?
Okay.
That's 5 hours, and I am not one of these guys, never have been, who will watch the 1 o'clock game followed by a 4 o'clock game and then watch Monday Night Football. Jim does it Jim used to. Jim works now every football Sunday. But, you know, on Sundays when we're not working, that's what Jim will do. He'll watch a 1 o'clock game, he'll watch a 4 o'clock game, he'll watch Red Zone, and then watch Sunday Night Football. That's too much, even spread out over different games. I can't sit still for that long. But I'll tell you, I'll probably do it again this weekend. If the and the British Open, it, to me, is the best one because I'll get up at, you know, early anyway. You know, generally the first one
you
up
know
in
I
the
love
house.
About the British Open?
It's already on. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's on. They're playing.
Crowd shots. The crowd shots. They'll zoom in on those little huts where they sell the fish and chips, and they'll show you and zoom in on the actual newspaper that's rolled up like a cone, and they staple it, and they put the fish and the vinegar and the chips in there, and hello, I'm walking around eating my fish and chips.
Yeah.
So you, I'm like, that is neat.
That enough to get that you to tune cool, in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Royals, I think, cheated a little bit on Sunday. They came in late, figuring they just swoop in for the glory, and then got stuck there because it was like...
For the Federer and Djokovic?
I think the Royals were not there at the beginning and then figured they'd stroll in for the glory. But
maybe they couldn't get a sitter.
Got roped in. Yeah, there's that.
I mean, what else is there, though? What else could you say? I mean, there's not a lot out there that I willingly say I would sit through and watch 5 hours
A playoff hockey game.
Girls basketball.
There you go.
A playoff hockey game that's, you know... And they're not going to go to the shootout because it's playoffs, and they just stay out there, you know. And they don't start taking people off the ice either, which they should do. Right? I mean, 4-4, 3-3,
3-3 in the playoffs.
Something happens.
It'd be amazing. Fantastic.
Goalies a blindfold.
They do that in field. They do that in field hockey, like high school girls field hockey. They'll if it gets going too long, they start taking people off the field, one on each side, and it's a great game. Because it's just so much enhanced.
What'd you do, McCone? What'd you watch?
Do it with soccer routinely.
Well, I looked up college basketball, and that 6 overtime game, UConn Syracuse, but it only lasted 3 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Only
6 overtimes, and it came in an hour and 15 minutes shorter than the Red Sox game.
Right.
Good grief.
Yeah, Sox this year.
I really can't. Like the only thing I could put in any comparison to it is like Masters, and it's got to have Tiger in it. And you're in playoff mode.
And you've
and
got
it's hole by hole. Yeah. And it's sudden death.
And again, even some of those, I will step away from. If somebody gets out to a big lead and it's not someone I particularly care about.
I'm talking like the last 2 hours. You're hanging on every swing.
You can go away from it.
Yeah.
This year's Masters, I didn't go away from. I watched Tiger's entire round, and that was, less than 5 hours, but not by much. And to me, that's worth it.
There's nothing else.
So, no,
really
if Game 7 against the Blues started at 8 o'clock, you'd have still been watching at 1 o'clock if no one was scoring. You would. Game 7.
I say I probably would, and I've ended like that Red Sox World Series game. I remember we were on the road, fell asleep, had no clue won. You wake up, you hurry up, look at your phone, like, oh, my God, they won that.
But in like hockey, there's always the notion if you
game,
turn see, it
that's
off,
Game 7. That's elimination.
Right,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that, to me, that would do it. They could have played till 1 in the morning.
Jim just asked a question. I will answer it right away. Jim wants to know if the draft counts as watching a sporting event.
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Yeah, Josh from TV asked that. Yeah.
What's wrong
does that count?
You?
Is that
no.
No.
Quote,
no.
You, so would you sit there? For, you sit there for 5 hours and watch the draft, right?
Yes. That's a show, though.
Yeah.
I sat there and watched 13 straight episodes of The Office on Friday.
Well, The Masters is a kind of a show, too.
Yeah.
The Masters. That's
a
sporting
event.
From hole to hole. You've got different shots. You've
creativity.
The draft? You watch 5 hours of the draft?
Let's take this guy's name off the board.
Combine?
Back when it was on Saturday.
So I would watch the combine for 5 hours straight.
Yeah.
In the background. He's not sitting in a chair and watching
right.
for back, 5 hours.
But he's right. It's background noise. Yeah.
I'll have something on for 5 hours and go around and do other stuff. But
I do Felger
Mass
for 4 hours when I get home.
I'm talking about sitting and watching like people did at the ballpark. Sit and watch
I
for 5 hours.
When I get home, boom, it's on. 4 straight hours.
In like, the background.
Yeah.
It's in the background. Do you want the shark call or
shark?
Yes. That's an affirmative.
Joe in the
hey,
truck. What
Joe.
Do you got, Joe?
Hey, fellas. So Zoe, I'm with you, man. Someone's getting bit one of these weekends.
Well, it's hot right now, right? You gotta get in the water.
Yeah, and you know what? One of my buddies, his uncle has been fishing the Cape Cod waters for like 30, 40 years. And he said he just saw the biggest shark he's ever seen right off the Falmouth Heights. Now, if you know, like, the Cape, the sharks supposedly aren't there.
Well, they got to go past Falmouth Heights to get to Chatham. I mean...
No, they're on the outer Cape, supposedly, in, like, Truro and Wellfleet.
Yeah, but that's keep but going north there. That's how you go right past Falmouth Heights. You keep cruising north, and then you're going to hit Chatham.
Falmouth is in the Vineyard Sound. But I'm
right.
Saying, don't,
but they're coming from down south.
Someone... don't be surprised if someone gets bit where they don't expect it.
So, I agree with that, totally.
Yeah.
And I think the hotter these days get and people go down there and you don't have a pool, what, are you going to sit there and pour a hose on your head? You're going to go in the water. You got
to
look
in. If only just to urinate right next to your boat. Aren't you worried that the urine will attract a shark?
No, it doesn't. It's a deterrent.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know this.
How do you know
no,
that?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, he was just... I knew he was
like, what shark
that
would swim around and say, there's something neat. Let's go over there.
Smell blood.
Yeah.
Attracted to blood. Dan, what's up, Dan? For us?
Hey, the UFC's on every Saturday. So if, you don't have friends or anything,
no.
You don't have anything to do on the summer,
no.
you have 5 hours of UFC every Saturday night.
I'm ready for the. You know what I'm ready for? The next WrestleMania call. WrestleMania lasts now what, over 6 hours? Where's Jimmy, our resident wrestle expert?
I tell you what,
WrestleMania. People said they sit there and they don't move
right
for over 6 hours.
Now we're going to get into the discussion.
We're going to get weird.
Is that a sporting event? And I say
yes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's entertainment. It's not a sport.
Well, if you're going to include the NFL draft, you have to put it at WrestleMania.
I'm not including the NFL draft.
Nor am I.
All right.
But I would put WrestleMania in there because you pack a stadium and you're sitting there and you're
you
watching.
Pack a stadium for a Cher concert.
About Are we,
do you want to include that?
That's not 6 hours. I mean, I wouldn't watch Cher for 6 hours.
What about Bruce Springsteen? He'll do a 5 hour show in a heartbeat.
You know, it's because it's boss time. We're going to grind.
What do you got, McCone?
Urine attracts sharks. It's like blood.
Urine Jesus. Attracts sharks.
That's the last time I go. Get ready for 5 gallon bucket.
How about a Gatorade bottle?
I've done that. Wide mouth.
Yeah,
because you know me.
No.
Stop.
All right,
road trip.
No, I'm glad we did this. All right.
You know what's weird? The water is so warm for this time of year down there. That's part of the problem. People are going to go in the water because the water's really warm. Your kids like the water when it's warm. Keep your kids out of the water.
Stay out of the emotions.
Right.
Kyrie was showing off a new acquisition. Kyrie Irving. This is very exciting. I want to get Dan's thoughts on what Kyrie was showing. Now, if we have Dan's dates coming up here at 12:50, I got a new acquisition.
They just captured a gator in Chicago.
See the Lions hat that 47 like that. Brand sent me?
Do you want the meth gators?
That is a Carhartt brand hat. So
meth
that's
gator?
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm sorry. Were you guys having a conversation while we were talking? I'm sorry. What was it?
What'd you say?
No,
McCone.
The meth gators. You heard about that?
No.
Yeah, they were dumping meth into the sewers, and now they're worried that there are meth gators. I think it's in Georgia?
You think?
Dumping meth where?
Who dumps meth?
I'm going to look this up during the break.
No, where were they dumping
it? You just spit it out.
Tennessee.
What were they dumping it in?
People were flushing their drugs, and now they're really concerned that they have meth gators in Tennessee.
Where?
Say sewer. Say sewer.
Sore.
Sore?
Sore.
Sore.
Sewer.
Sore.
It's two syllables.
Sore.
We don't need another Zolac.
Sore. Sore.
All right, Meth Gators coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline. ma.org.
Sports Hub. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Into the sewers.
Say sewer. Well, say sewer.
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 Sore.
Sewer.
Sore.
It's two
sore.
Syllables.
Sore.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and Ferbito here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Someone wants to yell at me about, I don't even know what. What? Terry and Hanson. What is it, Terry?
What are you doing, Hardy?
What?
I love you guys.
What?
Look, okay, the monotonous hours of baseball that go on, and I can't have one tennis match on a Sunday? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, dummy.
Have you ever played tennis?
Who said you couldn't have tennis?
Because you and Shaughnessy were talking, yeah. And hi, Dan. I entered at the Globe. I love the Globe. Okay. How can you sit there and talk about, oh, it's 5 hours and I don't want to watch? Do you know how hard it is to serve a tennis ball at 98 miles an hour? What's yeah. wrong with yeah. you?
I tried to say that very thing to Hardy just 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck?
You know what? I will stop my campaign to ban tennis, Terry, which I
just think it's kind of unfair. I mean, it's like it's 2 weeks for Wimbledon and 2 weeks for the U.S. Open. That's all I get.
Okay, well, that's fine. Did you do you find men's tennis as entertaining as women's tennis?
Way more. I love Federer. Really?
You so, think, you know what?
So when Federer's on, we stopped. My son was working. He drained the whole battery in his phone to watch the Federer match, and then he went and saw J-Lo at the Red Sox game.
All right. Well, I
did both of those same things. Same day. Yes, my daughter drained two phones trying to watch the end of the match in the car, driving back from Maine. And then I went to, and we saw J-Lo. She went back and forth the EMC Club twice.
I didn't watch the whole match because I'm a huge Federer fan, and I could tell he wasn't going to win, and I was just like, I don't want to see him lose again.
Wow. All right, well, thank you, Terry. What can I say?
Terry's got good fire. I can tell she works at the Globe.
No, I can tell why she didn't get hired
like
full time.
Punchy.
Way too bubbly to be working at the Globe. You got to be.
You don't think I'm bubbly?
Negative,
what's
salty
that thing you
prick.
Do? What's that
you
thing
got
you
a
do?
Full-time job there.
What's that thing you do? You suck balloons at the snippets or sippets or whatever, whippets?
Sounds like she's been playing with meth gators.
Yeah.
My God.
Look at some of them whippets.
Holy
Stay
crap.
Out of the sewers.
How does
whip cream cans.
How does that woman sit still for 5 hours to do anything?
Yeah.
Bouncing all over the place.
I was interned at the Globe, but I bought too much coffee and was laughing at everybody. And it kicked me out.
It was like the female Zoe. It was good.
Jeez.
Yeah, very active.
Jimmy, she's happy.
Jimmy in New Hampshire on 5 hour sporting events. What do you got, Jimmy?
I think we found who's dumping the mess in the rivers in Tennessee. I've got two things I can watch. I don't know if it'll count, but I could watch the Olympics all day long.
Yeah.
And I could watch 5 hours of shark attacks.
But that's multiple events.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And
Olympics, multiple attacks.
The Olympics, that is the all-time, if you have like a beach house, whatever, you just have it on for everyone coming and going. It's always
on. Sounds like a hell of a time. Yeah. But, just get a beach house and go watch the Olympics.
No, you just have it on.
You
people
put
come
it on
and go,
the TV.
You just put it on. And then people come. It's like you talking about the draft or the combine, whatever. You're doing other stuff. It's just on. You're all doing other stuff, but it's on when you pass through the room.
Right.
That's
I can't remember what year it was, but it was during the PGA Championship, and that was what was on for like 4 days in the background for people in and out of the house.
Yeah.
You just have, just have golf on in the background.
Yeah.
But you're not sitting and watching it for 5 hours.
No.
It's different. It's not the same thing. All right. This will strike a chord with a lot of us. Hama, is that your name, Hama?
Yes, absolutely. What's your name?
That's a good question.
Hardy.
His name's
right?
Bob.
You called us.
All right. Brother-in-law is from the UK. We're up Saturday night for his birthday. Had a good time. Sunday morning wakes me up, slept at his house. The World Championship of the World Cup of Cricket Sunday morning, 5:30 in the morning.
I heard this was epic. Greatest ever, right?
Oh, my God. 9 hours.
Yeah.
I was there. I took a nap. We're earning it. We were on the boat. It was awful. Finally ended about 4 to 3 in the afternoon.
No, the New York Times claims today is the greatest cricket match of all time.
Did you enjoy it?
I like it. It's different. It has the resemblance of baseball with a little different. But basically, it's one half inning. Each team all bats up, and you literally can be at bat. One at bat, it can be up for like an hour and 15 minutes.
It's like the Red Sox.
Yeah. You know what I'd rather do? I have a Chevy Tahoe from my boys down at McGee Chevy. I'd have McCone go out in the parking lot, lay tacks down, take my shoes off, stand barefoot on it, and have him run over my feet 3,000 times. As opposed to sit there and watch 5.5 hours of freaking cricket.
Okay, have you ever watched any cricket?
Yes, and we have the cricket people at the Rent-A-Mites that play it.
I don't mind it.
Out by us, they have their cars. They come in minivans, and they set up tables with coolers, and they sit there all day, and they're in like full pads, full gear, full uniforms.
Yeah.
And they're stretching, or jogging, or warming, and it's like a real team.
It's very sporty,
because. We have the athletic fields over there where the kids are playing lacrosse or soccer, softball, baseball, whatever.
Real sports.
They just look over and like, there's a weird faction of people out there, man.
Yeah.
And like, they dig it. They're in their own world.
I've watched cricket a bit.
But they
it's not
play
bad.
They play out in this field where there's a lot of fescue out there. It's not like it's a cut down field. Like, how do you find the ball?
Well, I'm not that familiar with
the
rules.
Did you catch the ball?
I watched it a little bit.
Did you catch the ball?
Are you
is it a hard ball?
Oh, it's very hard.
Yes. Did you whack it with a paddle?
Yeah.
Did you hit a home run?
I don't think they call it a home run.
Do you round base it? I don't. The
there's running. There's breathing. They have muscles.
It's a horse and athlete.
All right, so Kyrie Irving has a new partnership. He has announced a special, and this is from Roc Nation. They announced a special collaboration between Kyrie Irving and SpongeBob. You familiar with SpongeBob SquarePants, Dan?
Just remotely.
Well, this is a SpongeBob shoe, and there was a big photo shoot where he was showing off and trying on all the different SpongeBob shoes.
Ugly as hell, by the way.
There's a yellow one that's in SpongeBob yellow. There's one that appears to be like Squidward colored.
What's the crossover demographic with SpongeBob and
you'd be surprised Squidward. How many old people watch it.
Okay. And I've tried. My kids like SpongeBob. I think it's annoying as hell. And you can just judge a lot by what's going on, again, with the background noise. And the background sound of SpongeBob is really annoying. It's way too manic. It's too over the top. And I've sat down and watched a little bit of it. Like the SpongeBob movie, you can get through it. But it's not anything that you would think any grown person would spend a lot of time involved with. But then Kyrie Irving, as we said before, is mercurial. And he's into these different things.
He marches to the beat of a different drum.
Didn't he launch a shoe at the All-Star game that came in like a round case? Didn't he just come out with a shoe? I thought he came out with a shoe that he debuted down in Charlotte. So now he already has another shoe out.
For a guy that only cares about basketball.
Is there another Uncle Drew coming up? Uncle Drew 2? Is there a sequel?
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be
another one. That was a walk-off piece.
But, I mean, honestly, and McComb will weigh in on this because he smokes a ton of dope. The crossover between NBA players and SpongeBob is the dope, the marijuana, the weed.
See, look at the bottom.
There
of the
it
shoe.
Is.
It's cool.
Do you know what? Am I telling tales out of school? People like to get high and watch SpongeBob?
Is this like looking at my back door again?
Kind of. Well, that's acid. McComb?
No, it's accurate. Yeah.
That's See, what it
I
is.
I wouldn't buy the Kyrie brand because I hate friends.
How else does somebody come up with the whole like, Earth is flat thing and go down a YouTube rabbit hole or walk into your coach and say, what does government mean to you? Unless you're stoned to the bejesus. There's your answer. They are ugly shoes. My God.
Ugly as hell.
Who is going to buy and wear those?
Kids. Collectors. Dude.
Collectors.
Be lined up
you're right.
for that.
You're not
lined
even,
up.
You won't
be lined
them.
Up the night before.
Yeah, and they won't wear them. No. I'm going to collect them. No. They'll sit in the closet. There you go. There's what you're missing out on with Kyrie Irving in terms of his latest partnership. All right. Dan Shaughnessy is here. We have all that on the table for the 5-hour sporting events. Yes, though?
I want to talk about something going on potentially at Area 51 coming up.
Oh, yes.
We got a text from my daughter. She's asking if we could go to Nevada in September.
Wait a second.
We're going to talk about this.
Which daughter?
Starting to pick up some steam. The middle one. The one you like. The one that likes the Eagles.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a bit more on board than I was before, but we can talk about that too after Tim McCone's Hub Headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
It's an app. First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak, Bertrand, Hardy, and for Beetle, Dan Shaughnessy here, 617-779-0985. Back to your calls. We'll go to Seth in the car. Seth, what do you have for us?
So one of the most underrated events in this area
and Hardy can attest to this, is the Cal Technologies Championship.
Yeah.
I mean, I got there at 8 a.m. I sat there till probably 7 p.m., and it's like an amusement park for adults. There's beer.
Yeah.
It's beautiful lawn everywhere. You can just walk.
Yeah, but you're walking. You're enjoying an event. We're talking about sitting there on your couch and watching something for 5.5 hours.
Yeah, I don't think a golf tournament qualifies.
Golf tournaments don't apply.
Live golf tournament especially doesn't apply. By the way, the tournament director for the Dell Technologies Championship, Rich Brady from last year, was on the show this past weekend. The Northern Trust will be coming back to Boston next year, but there's no tournament this year. The Labor Day weekend golf tournament, a thing of the past.
If you think that's fun.
It's amazing how many people don't know about this. Dan Shaughnessy, whose microphone is not on, you can go ahead and turn that on.
That thing was the bane of my existence for the last decade and a half.
He had behind the ropes passes, Dan would, and he would go out there and complain about being there. I'm like, I would kill for that behind the ropes pass.
They always had great weather, I will say that. And we got to play on the course when I worked at another station, like in 1999 or 2000. Was the first year they had that, when it was really Tiger's thing. I mean, his charity, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, well,
Deutsche
he was...
Bank, whatever.
Oh, the Deutsche Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played in a pro-am.
Yeah, it was...
Again, much deserved.
So bored. I played so bad. I just wanted to quit after 9 holes.
Bored.
I parred a hole
Food was
one,
good.
One time, and I remember the rest of the tournament, every time a guy didn't par the hole, I'm like, I'm better than that guy. You know.
Anyway, it's not going to be happening this year, Dan.
Excellent.
Next year, we'll be back like second week in August, okay?
Yeah. You people want to have fun? I tell you, do a pilgrimage. Go out to that Waste Management Classic.
Oh, the Waste Management Open.
Oh, yeah, out in Arizona. Oh, my God. You want to talk about a party?
They throwing any meth
away?
Did you
go?
I didn't go. Remember, we had the invite. I couldn't do it because of TV when we were out there for the Super Bowl. I actually got invited by Jim Nantz to go. I walk it with Tommy, his handler.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like nothing you'll ever see. Because you can never come to the Masters with us, but you could come to this.
Right. I went to that thing, and let me tell you the thing that blew me away about going to that. It is different when you first walk in. There's like DJs spinning, and it's like a party going on at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday or a Saturday. I forget which day we went. Saturday, they'll do 200,000 people at that thing. It's unbelievable. They'll do over 500,000 people at that tournament.
Really?
Over the 4 days. It's unbelievable. But... what really, really stood out to me was the large number of prostitutes walking around the golf course.
How do you know they were prostitutes?
Because you know. And there's guys who look like us walking around with women in like tight mini skirts done up like hookers. And I don't know if they pick them up there at the course, or if they take them with them.
Sounds like a hell get them of a day. Walk around them, huh?
Get them a grounds pass for the day. But there's a lot of hookers out there, because there's a lot of hookers that come into town during a Super Bowl weekend. They bring them in. It's like contract work. You know, they don't live there year round. They just come in for Super Bowl weekend.
It's like their Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
It's like hockey games.
It's the Super Bowl of Super Bowls for the hookers, and during that weekend especially, they had them out there in droves because the Super Bowl was there that weekend, and I guess that's like a normal thing, though. You get a lot of hookers out there. So I don't know if that's going to change your opinion one way or the other, Dan, whether that make you might want to go more or less.
No.
Okay.
They do have great weather, and it's a beautiful course.
No, I'm not talking about the one in Norton. I'm talking about in Phoenix.
Oh, the hookers didn't come to Norton?
No, the hookers, there are no prostitutes.
They're not as classy as the ones in the
at all.
And yeah, Taunton Rainham.
Dare I say.
Sketchy area down there.
Any other golf tournament. The only place I've ever seen them was at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix.
They could have done your show if they'd come to Norton.
You've been on that show a number of times. I'll have anybody
on
that show.
You were. The hookers would have been way better.
You want to talk about a slow time. You've got to fill a lot of time out there.
You do.
I want to get Dan's take on this because you're a social media expert now. So have you seen this latest craze on social media regarding Area 51?
No.
So some jokester sort of just threw up this thing where, okay, we're going to sign this petition, and here's what we're going to do. We want to see them aliens. We're going to storm Area 51 in the month of September.
Really?
September 20th.
Coming from all sides?
We're just going to come. Sign up. We're just going to show up. And they can't shoot all of us is the thought, meaning put the arms back, get your head down. We're all going to storm it. So now the unit, the feds are warning people, please stay away. Because we will not mess around. We will protect our assets. There are over 1 million signatures now on this thing to show up and have this pilgrimage to Area 51 to storm the buildings and find the aliens. What are the odds they get across that border? You ever see some of those Area 51 shows when the guys in a white truck and the camos pull up and guns? and they start screaming at people to back the F up or we're going to just blow your head off. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get anywhere near the border. My daughter wants to go. Like, we've been watching a lot of alien stuff at home.
Okay. Well, first of all, it was started as a joke.
It's a joke, and the guy made it as a joke, but it's totally blown up now to where there are wackos that think this is real.
The event says the pledge is to raid Area 51 in an effort to, quote, see them aliens.
Oh, the ones in the tubes that they have floating, right?
If we run, we can move faster than their bullets, the description says. Yeah. And they've invited people to come storm it on this certain day. Now, nobody was taking this seriously, but the Air Force felt obligated
to respond,
to issue a statement. And spokeswoman Laura McAndrews said, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we should discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. 1.2 million people have responded to the event as going.
You don't think it's strange that there are three white planes with no windows on them that leave Las Vegas every day and fly people out to work there and fly them back, but nobody's allowed to stay there?
Who's your source of
there's
this?
Window. No, there's window. There's windows,
oh,
on,
there's
those
windows on us.
I knew a guy who worked there.
Oh, really?
Yes. I played Ultimate with him. All we knew about him was he was in the Air Force, and to anybody who didn't know, he would joke and say he drove a cab. Now, what do you do for that? I drive a cab. Drive a cab. But the only thing we knew is that every day he went to that terminal next to McCarran, and he got on the plane and flew to work and then would fly home. It was like a glorified commuter rail. No idea what he did. He never talked about it. But we knew that much about him. That's what he did for work. Yeah. Who knows? No one's going to show. There'll be a handful of people show up, and they'll gather around, and they'll issue a press release, and they'll do a bunch of social media. There aren't a million people showing up, and you're going to try and storm Area 51.
Well, what's the meeting point going to be? Like, meet at the stop sign? No hand? Meet the little green man hut? Where they get those little alien huts? They sell the tchotchkes?
They've even posted now, hello, U.S. government, this is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan.
Why? Are they guys in black suits showing up at their houses?
I just thought it would be funny and get me some thumbsy uppies on the internet.
Yeah. See, there's people that take things serious, though.
Apparently, the Air Force is one of them.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sense of humor when it comes to messing around toward Area 51. All right. Dan's dates coming up here in just a few more minutes.
How are they, Dan?
Okay.
Yeah, the Beatle won't let you say if it's a good date or a bad date. And you're saying,
okay,
they're okay.
Yeah.
All right. I expect some
There's a couple little sparks, though.
I expect some good moon stuff in here today.
Not as much as I'd like. There is a lot of flight stuff. Let's put that. A lot of aerial stuff.
All right. Well, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Dan Shaughnessy, our time is drawing to a close, but not before we get your dates of distinction on this. What's
July
the date today?
16th.
16 July, year of our Lord, 2019.
Okay, a couple birthdays on this date. People born July 16th. Margaret Court is 77 years old. She still has one more major victory than Serena Williams, who's trying to get, I think it's 24. The golf numbers are 18 for Jack.
Oh. What's the name of that girl in Say Anything? He was Diane Court.
Diane Court.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
yeah.
How'd you get Diane Court to go out with you? I asked her.
Yeah.
Right on.
And Margaret Court's 24 is a little bit not as
crazy. Joe lies. Joe.
Who are you?
Never mind.
I'm Lloyd Dobler.
He's Lloyd. He's null and void.
So how old do you think Jimmy Johnson is today?
Jimmy is 71.
68.
Well, he's going to like you. He's 76.
Whoa!
Both of you guys.
Dude, he's 76?
So got the whole
looks great
head
with
of hair
tan.
Going. Yeah. You know? Got the hair going. You ever touch that hair? You touched my hair today, Jim.
No. I've talked to him about product and place. Just, he doesn't put a lot in.
No.
He's just got stiff hair.
How old do you think Barry Sanders is?
Barry Sanders? I'm going to go 56.
I'd say 51.
Ooh. Oh, on the nose. How did you just knew that because you're a Detroit guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's just some things you just know.
Right. Michael Flatley. So do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's that step dance.
Yeah, Riverdance.
Hey, ho.
Riverdance.
He's probably 61. Closer to 60.
He's 45. 61.
Oh, okay.
61, yeah. Those guys stay fit.
He stays on his toes.
Barry Sanders and Michael Flatley. They both stay very fit.
And the last birthday.
Bottom of his shoes never wore out.
July 16th. Will Ferrell.
Ooh.
Will Ferrell's probably 2 years older than me, but a year older than Zoe. I'm going to say he's 50.
54.
52. Will Ferrell, born on July 16th, 52 years ago today.
All right.
Stuff that happened on July 16th. In 1790, a site along the Potomac was designated the permanent seat of the U.S. government. This became Washington, D.C. It was decided on 1790 on this
right
date.
On the Potomac.
This date in 1945... The U.S., this is part of the aerial stuff, exploded its first experimental atomic bomb in the desert of New Mexico. That was the, of course, Manhattan Project.
So the first one they did, and then they moved to Nevada for the like more of the testing, then out into the Pacific.
Yes.
Okay.
They were not testing in the Pacific. That was the real deal.
No. Well, no, but then they did more testing.
Oh, in the ocean?
Yeah, out in the ocean in the Bikini Atoll, right?
Ooh, wow, pretty good. More aerial stuff. On this date, 1957, Marine Corps Major John Glenn set a transcontinental speed record by flying a Crusader jet from California to New York in 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 8 seconds.
That's a pretty good time.
John Glenn. That would be good if United Airways could do that.
No, they can't.
You know, that would be really good. On this date, a lot of conventions, you know, the year of conventions.
Yes, okay.
So Barry Goldwater accepted the Republican nomination in 1964. He ended up losing to Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah.
And Hardy, this one in 1969. 50 years ago today, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission surface of the moon. So that was a Wednesday that year because July 20th was a Sunday in 1969. So the name of the three astronauts on that craft?
I have no clue.
The first man on the moon?
Oh, Neil Armstrong.
Okay. All right.
And?
John Glenn?
No, nope. Crazy Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
And then the pilot, the guy who didn't go down.
I hung out with him a couple weeks ago, Michael Collins, whose daughter has a family in Belmont. Michael Collins was here at the JFK Library for a moon day. They had Jeff Bezos came over and Caroline Kennedy was there because President Kennedy launched the program. And I think the speech at Rice University, did you ever play there, Zoe?
No.
All right, so Kennedy went to Texas in 1962, where he said, before this decade is over, we'll have a man on the moon. And in the course of that, he talked about why do this. You know, we do it because of this. We do it because it is difficult, not because it is easy, etc. And he goes,
we choose to do these things because they are hard.
He says, why do this? And in the course of it, he says, why do this? He says, why does Rice play Texas? You know, I mean, it's hard to do, and you're not going to win, but you do it anyway.
There you go.
That was his,
but they did it. Now, did he get to go back and actually walk on the moon?
Who?
Michael Collins.
No, he did not. He was the getaway car. So.
No, so but he didn't go up like on another mission and get to walk later?
No, that was his last mission.
Oh.
So he circled the moon a million times, and then he picked him up. But
how many times?
Well,
a lot.
Hundreds, probably.
But he was the first man to take pictures of the Earth rise, so he could see the Earth rising the way we see the moon rise, moon set, all that stuff. And he, the hard part was he had to, if they didn't make it, he had to fly back alone. And he gets asked that all the time. And that was the plan. He says, no, I was coming back alone.
Would you expect him to go down there and just sit with him for a while?
At what point does like that space madness kick in though and think, you know, okay, it's go time right now.
Space dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like he's circling. It's like,
here.
Man, the longer I stay up here, man, the less my odds are of making it back, man. I gotta go.
I haven't gone to the bathroom in a while. Yeah. I gotta get the hell out of here.
July 16th on
Big
this
steak.
Date in 1979, Saddam Hussein became president of Iraq. On this date in 1980, former California Governor Ronald Reagan won the Republican presidential nomination. He, of course, went on to defeat Jimmy Carter in the election in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, Zoe, here's one for you. 1981, Harry Chapin was killed when his car was struck by a tractor trailer on New York's Long Island Expressway.
Oh, that sucks.
What song did he sing?
Harry Chapin Carpenter, right? No. Harry Chapin.
You're thinking
the
of
leader of the band?
You're thinking of Mary Chapin.
Leader of the band?
You're close. No, that's Dan Fogelberg. He's also dead, I believe.
They're all dead.
Harry Chapin was Taxi, right? Marty? Help me out here.
The Taxi theme?
No.
What are you talking
the song
about?
Was Taxi. You don't know Harry Chapin's work, body of work?
I think he's
like Jim Croce. He was
Too soon. He's Cats in the Cradle.
Hey, little boy, is your daddy home?
That's Harry Chapin.
Hey, son, now.
Yeah.
He also do
what you gonna
Taxi?
Do when
he did do Taxi, yeah.
Okay. Just the other day. Yeah, underrated.
Sucks.
Okay.
Gone too soon. More, this is bad aerial stuff. On this date, 20 years ago today, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn and her sister
on this day
died in a single-engine plane piloted by Kennedy plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard.
This is the wrong day to do it, but I watched that documentary.
Yeah, I did too. I saw that.
Okay, and like the wedding down on the place in Georgia. Yeah. This is the wrong day to do it. I won't do it today, but I got so angry watching that documentary.
I know what you're saying
about those two. It's
the
like.
Risk.
Not about the plane thing has long been discussed. It's like no business flying
business.
But the wedding itself and how they're all like tearing up talking about it, it's like they went so far out of their way not to be pretentious that it was the most pretentious thing I've ever seen in my life. We're going to go to this one room like church built for slaves back in so-and-so where I have to take pickup trucks to get there.
So
to
you're
avoid
down doing what you
the
said
paparazzi.
You
well, do. I mean, but please. And then they get everybody into this hot, stuffy church with no air conditioning and make them sit there for 2 hours because her dress wouldn't fit the right way. I'm like, what an effing nightmare.
Yeah.
But no, Camelot, sure.
I stood there with my mother-in-law in her nightgown when they found the bodies because they brought them to the hospital down there in Bourne, the state hospital. The mental hospital, for the medical examiner to identify the bodies, and a meat wagon came right by us. I was like, "Wow!"
I had friends blowing
people
dope,
lined
the,
up,
blowing dope on the beach. They heard it, late at night.
They shut up.
Yeah, the sound carries because you know you just got this smooth surface of ocean, and it's all they were in the.
Well, it was a foggy night, right?
They heard the plane hit the water.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes. That was not good.
Brutal.
Two more items on this date. July 16, 2004, Martha Stewart sentenced to 5 months in prison. And on this date...
I can't believe she did time. It still blows me away. Yeah. Martha Stewart went to prison.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Compared to things. On this date in 1990, this is the day that Psycho, Steve Lyons, dropped trow in Tiger Stadium after reaching...
Hey, Psycho, nice lettuce.
First base.
What do you make of that? Did you know what he was doing?
Of course he did. He's a Psycho.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. It's crazy.
All right, excellent. Well, you got most of them in here.
You got more?
No, I don't think there's anything left that we needed to cover. But, 1941. Joe DiMaggio goes 3-for-4, hitting in his 56th straight game.
Yeah, which was great. But, you know, Ted Williams hit .406 that year, and Joe D got the MVP. I just think that's silly.
A little bit.
I mean, what's bigger, hitting .406 or 56 game hitting streak?
The .406 is more valuable.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, that's a whole year, and I just thought Ted got screwed in that one.
And on this date, 2018, we took residence here in Dorchester in the new 98.5 The Sports Hub Town Fair Tires.
It's been
trivia
a year.
Question.
1 year.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
Whose voice was the first to go over these airways?
Godzolak.
Nope.
Well, that was on a Saturday.
Trivia question.
You mean on 98.5 in general?
The Dan Shaughnessy Show?
It was
in
on
the
this
studio.
Station.
In this building?
Marshall Hook.
On this Maz building. Is out there yelling through soundproof glass. I don't know what you're yelling.
Felger! Hook. Marshall Hook.
Maz is insisting it's Felger.
Marshall Hook was the first. It was a weekend. I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
I think he actually tweeted this out yesterday.
I'm 2 minutes over. Do this in your own time.
Oh, all right. Bye, Dan. Wow.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.